This week, drought conditions in parts of the Micronesia region have been upgraded from severe to extreme, particularly on the island states of Yap. Also facing extreme drought is the atoll of Wache in the Marshall Islands. I spoke with our correspondent in Guam, Naina Rao, about the situation. I began by asking her for the latest update.
Yes, so extreme drought still persists across islands of Yap State in the Federated States of Micronesia and the northern part of the Republic of Marshall Islands, or RMI. This means those places remain very dry and they're experiencing major crop and pasture losses, as well as widespread water shortages or restrictions.
What other impacts has the drought had on the environment and local communities?
Yeah, so we're seeing the outer islands of Yap experience taro patches drying up and coconuts drying out. Many reports submitted to the National Weather Service or NWS Guam record yellowing crops and water scarcity. Some of these islands' community water tanks are broken and water wells are low. As a result, they're running low on drinking water because of these water shortages. In fact, a few days ago, there was a wildfire in a nearby island south of Guam. It's called Cocos Island, and many people frequent it for hiking and outdoor recreation. The fire burned 5 acres worth of grass and trees. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the fire, but NWS Guam meteorologist Landon Eidlett told me that this was related to the very dry conditions for the region.
And what about the local communities? What are you hearing on the ground? Has someone spoken to you about their experiences?
Yeah, so I spoke with Larry Regatal. He was born and raised in Yap's outer island of Lamatrick. He lives in Guam now, but his family and his friends, they're all still back home in Lamatrick. They told him that relief supply vessels are bringing fresh water to these outer islands, and around 300 gallons of containers of water are sent out to these islands. And, you know, Susanna, these situations can become a life or death situation just because of how remote these outer islands are geographically. Droughts can get a little bit more critical just because the islands don't have a wide or easier access to some of the resources we depend on to survive, right? So water, rice, jerry cans, those are imported and shipped into these islands.
Well, what's the response been like from the government or emergency services so far?
Yeah, response efforts are ongoing with the state-level disaster coordinating offices out of Yap State, and then also out of the National Disaster Management Office, or NDMO, in Majuro. That's the capital of the Marshall Islands. As I mentioned, there are a number of relief vessels bringing supplies to the affected islands with the most significant drought conditions. International humanitarian organizations like Catholic Relief Services, U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, and the UN's International Organization for Migration are also assisting with ongoing coordination efforts. For example, USAID is providing reverse osmosis units, which are water purification systems that's capable of producing 360 gallons of clean water per day. And again, these agencies are also providing water, rice, jerry cans. There's a lot of people involved, and it seems like they have a pretty good handle on the conditions there and on the grounds. The U.S.'s National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said that the U.S. Embassy is monitoring the situation, but formally, there's been no requests to the United States government to provide assistance, as conditions are still within the means of the FSM and the RMI government.
In your opinion, though, are they moving fast enough?
I think a fair assessment would be that they're doing the best they can. It will just depend on whether the drought worsens or gets better in the next few days, weeks, and months.
Has Micronesia dealt with severe drought like this before? When was it like this the last time?
Micronesia has actually seen a much worse drought than this year. NWS Guam's meteorologist, Landon Eidlett, told me that This drought situation is actually fairly mild compared to some of the more extreme years.
Like 2015, that was a strong El Nino year. And then we had a very dry period in early 1998. Many islands saw significant drought conditions, way worse than what we're seeing this year, that required a much larger response from the national government as well as from the United States.
He added that droughts are kind of a way of life in the Micronesia region, and it's something that states and government agencies plan, communicate, and coordinate as early as possible based off the climate pattern.
Has the Weather Service provided any predictions for when the drought would likely come to an end?
So, climate-wise, the Weather Service states that we're coming to the driest month in the region. Just to give you an example, March is climatologically the driest month for Guam, and it's similar for different islands in the region, but it varies a little bit depending on geographic location. Now, the Weather Service does predict more rains reaching the Mariana Islands in May and June of this year. But for the northern part of the Marshall Islands and Yap, it could be a couple of months longer.
In the meantime, how are people coping? And I forgot to ask this earlier, but how many people do you estimate are affected at the moment by the drought?
That is a great question that I don't have the exact answer to. What I can answer you is there are about 300 people in the outer island, in Yap's outer island of Lamatrick. So, in that particular island, 300 people are affected, but I can't give you the exact number. I do know, so Larry Regatol, Yappies, I talked to told me in terms of how people are coping in Lamatrick, residents are just like limiting and rationing the water they use as best as they can. So, they're using water only when necessary. And he even said that some people are bathing in the lagoon in the ocean just to avoid having to use fresh water. So people are preserving a lot. But he also emphasized that because he's been through several droughts growing up in the region, Larry told me that the reliance on community and having a community-first thinking has helped with resiliency during tough times like this.
That's very strong out in these islands. It's not about oneself. It's not about me. It's about the person next to me, and it's about, everybody else. So when you have a community structures that sees the well-being of everybody, then chances are we're going to work together to ensure survival in the long run.